Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single-story display home in South Australia. Distinctivehomes.com.au.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. Let's
talk about Tex.
Let's talk about Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Oh, gee, Roo, how exciting is this?
The captain and daddy.
Yeah.
Well done, Tex.
Good on
congratulations.
You, Tex.
Yep.
Thanks, boys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done.
How's the wife, Ellie?
No, we're not married yet.
No,
but
officially,
No, she's really good. So, very exciting for the both of us that Ellie's pregnant.
How many weeks?
14 weeks, nearly 15, but just under.
See, I didn't believe it when I heard it because I thought, Rude, nah, he would have told us first here on Triple
M. I would have thought.
Yeah, but apparently not.
Mm. It was close.
Well, I'm coming in here today to tell you that Ellie's pregnant.
You told the whole world yesterday.
Mm. A dog's party.
You would have been in bed at 8 o'clock last night.
I was,
anyway,
as a matter of fact.
You're not even on social media.
No, preparing for this show I was. And all the tough questions I was going to ask you, but now it's out the window.
Mm.
What tough questions have you got?
Thought you
today?
Were contracted to us. Anyway, we'll take that into account when we come to re-sign you.
Mm.
Hang on, I was just driving in and you dropped the Uber with Roos coming on again. Are you sure? Or
No, he sort of does tend to go a bit early.
Stay tuned.
Sorry if you lost.
Why, did you know who the four were, did you, the first Uber?
No, I didn't. It was bloody hard.
I thought it was hard, yeah. Mm. All right, so when Ellie comes home and tells you she's pregnant, what goes through your mind? What plans are you putting in place? What are you going to do?
Oh, a range of emotions go through, but now we're through the process, I'm super excited. And
getting her pregnant?
No. From then until now. Yeah, I'm pumped. I can't wait.
That's called lining up at full forward, right, isn't it?
Were you trying or did you get a bit excited in the office?
Maybe got a bit excited. But we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good fun. And you babysit it all, Dits?
No.
He's shocking.
Could you imagine me babysitting the Crows captain's kid? Are you serious?
I could.
Kidnapper.
Are you serious?
Well, then we could go down the pub.
Exactly.
Go down for a few beers.
Joking.
Just wet the baby's head. That'll be
you going to come down to wet the head? Or?
Yeah. I've got a membership form for it. I've got a little Port Guernsey for it. I've got everything ready to go.
Due in March,
I wouldn't even let my dog sleep in that.
Come on. Don't be nasty.
Yeah, due in March, so a couple of weeks apart from Bernard and Abby as well.
Yeah. It's baby season, isn't it?
That wasn't planned either.
Together.
That we're ours are so close together.
Oh, I'm sure you might have ran out, so what are you doing tonight? Yeah, I'm going to have a cuddle too. All right.
Well, in tandem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be disgusting.
No, not in a bad way, but...
Yeah.
What did you say this morning? I got a couple of text messages that...
No, I didn't say anything.
If it had big ears, you pull it out by the ears.
No, I didn't say that. It's odds on it's got big ears. Don't worry about that.
Don't
have a crack at Ellie's ears.
You are digging much bigger hole.
Let's hope it looks like Ellie, please.
I've just got a lot of time on my hands between now and March.
Oh, have you?
Yep.
So have I. All right, let's talk footy in a moment. A couple of big finals. We'll get Tex's opinion on it and maybe the Roosters-Eagles situation too. We'll ask Tex all about it in just a moment. Tex Walker, our special guest on Triple M. Hey, Roo, more with Tex Walker in just a moment. Before we move on to the footy, you know how the other day we sort of talked about all the predictions that have come true?
Oh, when we were blowing our own trumpet.
Blowing our own on this program throughout the year. Mm. Last week, you were onto something.
So twins for the Betzes, the Jacobses had a baby, the McKays had a baby, the Lynches had a baby, the Jenkins have had a baby, and Andy Otten. Geez, it's something,
just leaves you, Tex.
Something in the water.
Oh, it must be something in the water down at West Lakes. That's why I'm not having a shower down there.
So you knew
a week ago. Bloody liar.
Contracted to this program, you gave us nothing.
Put the bait on the hook.
Imagine what I said it last week.
Hang on. Turn him on. What was that? Tim.
Ellie would have cut me...
Well, if you said it last week, why is that?
Because.
It's got to be her announcement.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the protocol. All right.
Well, you haven't had
so next year.
Usually Dits announces everyone's babies.
We'll contract Ellie
next year.
Remember
when you did it for Mel the Button Pusher?
Yeah, that's right.
She hadn't even told her family.
She hadn't even told her family. Yeah, and I said on this show that she was pregnant. That didn't go well.
And she goes, oh, you haven't even told the family yet, Dits.
Anyway, we'll talk footy with Tex in just a moment. coming up at 8 o'clock, more with Tex Walker. Tex, let's talk footy, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk about Richmond and Collingwood on Friday night. Who's going to win that
game. Oh, I reckon Collingwood can tug it up to them, but...
you better say Richmond.
I said Hawthorn last week and popped it. So
Richmond in a tight one, maybe?
I just think Richmond are too good.
Mm. So they both play quite similar? To me, watching Collingwood the other night, it was all about pressure and, you know, really getting around the bloke with the ball and putting tons of pressure on him.
Well, that's usually what happens from the grand final side. Whoever wins, and teams try and emulate what they do, and I think Collingwood have done that. But I think Richmond will be too good.
All right, Melbourne heading west.
It's going to be a very, very interesting game. I honestly think it'll be a Melbourne-Richmond grand final.
Do you?
Yep.
That'd be big.
I hope Bernard plays.
Yeah.
Then I might head over.
Is he a chance? Look, how did he pull up? You had a chat to him?
Pulled up well, yeah. I spoke to him on Sunday and he pulled up really well. And they've got their VFL grand final on Saturday, I think. So he'll play in that. Is it on Saturday or is it on Sunday?
I hope it's not. They're not stupid enough to put it on Sunday, are they?
I don't know. When is it?
Well, that's a good point because...
Actually, they are on Sundays.
Well, that is dumb if they've done that.
Yeah, but they do it to avoid the clash with the AFL.
Yeah, but then Bernie won't be playing Sunday, I guarantee you. They'll pull out three players out of their team who are the most likely chance of coming in. So he won't even play on it.
That's a good point.
Well, why is that an issue?
6-day break.
No. If they pull him out of it, though, so that he can be an emergency, why is that an issue?
Because he needs to play footy. He's played one game in 6 weeks.
That's what I'm asking you. Okay.
Yeah. They should be. Yeah, they should play it on him. Well, anyway, whatever happens will happen.
He might get picked to go travel to Perth.
Hmm.
Hard to change a winning side, though.
No, it is. I think he needs footy. So, good weekend of footy. You reckon Melbourne and Richmond?
I do, yeah.
Now, quickly, do you have an opinion on the SNFL situation or not?
Well, my understanding of the rule is that the captain or coach must pick it up or ask for the head count in that particular time of the event.
Right. Can I put a scenario to you? That we know that's always been the rule, right? But you know in the 70s where there was the odd head count, and we've read about a famous one, West Torrens Norm Dare, I would argue that in those days... I'm standing wherever my position, half-back flank, half-forward flank standing right next to me. Everyone all over the ground is standing next to their opponent. If there's a bloke, you go, hang on, that bloke over there, they must have one extra on the ground because everyone had an opponent in those days. And then the captain could go, hey, there's a loose man there, let's count. In this day and age, flooding, you know, two starting off the back of the square, players coming on and off.
Who cares? Who does it? Just get a message to the umpire and say, stop the game. We think there's 19 out there.
But Tex, as a captain out there now, with what I'm just saying, how would you know if there's an extra bloke?
It'd be tough.
The only way the captain to know is if a runner comes out to tell them and say, you need to get to the umpire to stop the game.
But I doubt anyone would know, Roo.
No, the runner or the coach or something would have to get a message.
You know what
the player wouldn't know, Ditch. You're right, because they hardly know what's going on anyway.
Yeah.
You know what would be a good idea? So say it's, what was it, in the first 5 minutes that it happened?
Yep.
It gives you, you have a 5 to 10 minute buffer to work it out, the opposition team, to then ask for that count. Do you know what I mean? So then from the 5 minutes to the 10-minute mark, you've got 5 minutes to work out whether there was 19 on the field or ask for that count.
What do you mean?
Rather than it be at that particular time, you have a bit of a time buffer to ask for a head count. Do you know what I mean?
No,
not really.
No, don't worry about it. I'm talking to...
Sounded good, though.
No, because the rule says you have to ask for a head count at that time.
Can I
but
say
if you give them 5-minute window to... make up their mind and work out what's going on, then they can ask for a head count.
All right. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
So while you're out there, what you do is you take off your boots and your socks and you use your toes, your fingers and everything else you got.
Can I say, who actually cares who works out that there's too many on the field? Mm. If there's too many on the field, there's too many on the bloody field.
Yeah, but imagine a player just saying, oh, there's 9 on the field and then it's... 10 minutes. Oh, there's another 9 on the field.
Well, you're not going to say that. Are you, how many games of footy have you played and you've never done it? You're not going to do it unless you think there's 19 on the field.
What happens
unless
if you can't
look like
count?
Captain Dopey.
Anyway, Jake Parkinson from the SNFL is joining us next. We'll find out how the decision unfolded yesterday.
After the dad joke.
Yeah, no. I mean, after your next guest after the news and everything. Mm. Let's get to our dad joke.
Come on, Tex.
And speak, hey, it now really is a dad joke.
Exactly right.
That was very good by you.
Mm.
No,
I had a little bit
of downtime.
Daddy, what are you doing to mummy in there? Hey.
Little Johnny.
Is mummy under there?
I was going to do a little Johnny joke.
No, come on.
I've had a little bit of time off, so I've been a bit bored, and I thought, geez, I might go to the library.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you can read.
So I was reading, and I ended up swallowing a dictionary. I now have thesaurus straight I've ever had.
Okay, off to Betty Buys now.
Here we go.
Oh, that's it. Let's play what... actually, Dit said to you earlier, before you go, Tex, because it wasn't right. I didn't like this at all.
It was early. I'll pull it out by the ears, won't I? We'll get to, I didn't say that.
This
was when I got the news that, Ellie was pregnant. Sorry about that.
Are you going to pull it out by the ears?
What sort of bloke makes out as your mate, Tex? When you're not here, he's sticking it into you.
I'm always on the receiving end of his stupid little pranks. I've got to get him back, you know.
Well, and I'm not on the end of yours.
No, you're not. Anyway... good luck. Well done. Congratulations.
Tell my mother.
See you later, Jake.
See you, boys.
Good on you.
Hey, Jake Parkinson from the Sandford to join us next.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Home, the biggest single-story display home in South Australia. DistinctiveHomes.com.au.